6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yes, I'm happy to be here tonight. A bit tired, but happy to be in your presence. And so I want to say a warm welcome to all of you. If you've just joined us, this is the Wednesday edition of Time to Decide. And we're going to have an absolutely amazing time in the presence of God tonight. Let me just introduce our guest to you. So good to have you. Oh my gosh. The first time I had her in the studio was in 2017. And then in 2020, I can't remember when in 2020, we just had a quick visit again. But it is so good to see you, Tanya Jenneke. How are you?
Good evening, Pastor Naomi. I'm good. I'm excited to be here. And thank you for the opportunity again.
It is so good to see you. I think, was it about 2 weeks ago?
Yes, two weeks ago.
Met and just chatted a bit. And I said, you absolutely have to come back on and just share or add to your journey. The first time we were here, you shared your entire testimony. And we're just going to do a recap of that.
No problem. Then
we're going to just talk about the last 6 years. And then also just talking about all the future plans, the immediate future plans. I just do need to say to our listeners, I have this big mouth ulcer in my mouth. So I am talking with a lot of difficulty, it's so painful. Oh my goodness. So I'm going to try and talk very little tonight because it's actually quite painful with swollen glands and my face is swollen on the one side. But I wanted to be here. And so I'll go rest afterwards. I'll go to bed. But for now, I want to just give God glory for you. So, Tanya, if you can just... I said that to say that I'm going to talk with a bit of difficulty. So don't mind that. We're here. We'll sort out the ulcer later. Tell me, Tanya, just a Dr. Tanya, if you can just please share a little bit about who the woman behind the name is. And I know that you're married. So just a brief introduction of who Tanya Jenneke is.
Good evening, all the listeners. I am Tanya Jenneke. I am a married woman with no children, but with a lot of spiritual children.
Yes.
I am a Christian counselor. I studied 7 years Christian counseling. I've got a doctor's degree in counseling and psychology, and I'm currently running my own practice. And my passion is working with the broken people.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, 7 years ago when she was it seven? No, six.
It was 6 years ago. It was 2017.
She was just Tanya with a mighty and powerful testimony. But today she is armed and loaded with 7 years of education. And we're going to just unpack all of those things that she studied over the last couple of years. But her passion is broken people and helping them to become whole. And for me, that is just beautiful because our ministries latch so much. And so I'm going to zip it and just ask you to share your testimony in just a nutshell, and then we can take it further. But share as much as you feel.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Naomi. So listeners, my name is Tanya Jenneke, but I was born to Hida. I was born the second youngest out of 4 children. I was reared by a very staunch mother and a very strict dad. My dad was extremely abusive, and we went through abuse on a daily basis. We saw my mommy got beat up and also us at the same time. At the age of 6 years old, I went to Muslim school. And I was actually the one of my mother's children that loved Muslim school. I was the staunch one. At the age of, because I'm just going to give my testimony in a nutshell. At the age of 14 years old, I was, let me go back. When I was in primary school, junior school, I was a top student, Pastor Naomi. And okay. I was really good at school. But nobody knew that Tuhida was walking with a mask.
Wow.
Tuhida would go to school. She would be the teacher's favorite. And she would have the smile on her face. She would play. And she would help the teachers with assignments and stuff. But she would be the one that didn't want to go home. because of the abuse and the unhappiness, and I was wearing a mask.
Mm.
And when I went to high school in grade 9, which was standard 7,
yes,
I woke up one morning and my whole face was skew.
Sure.
And I developed a stroke, which was bipolar palsy that time, because of the anxiety
sure.
that I had. And I was for 7 months in therapy.
Sure.
And I was also sent to have therapy, group sessions for young people
mm-hmm.
to deal with the anxiety.
Sure.
And sadly, that year I went back to school, but I couldn't concentrate at school.
Mm.
And a tough student dropped out because of anxiety disorder.
Oh, my word.
And then I, at the age of 15, turning 16, I decided that I'm going to follow my dream that time.
Mm.
And I went to Islamic college.
Okay.
Because you didn't have to have matric to go to Islamic college. And I went to go study to be a Muslim school teacher.
Wow.
And that was my desire that time. And I went to go study. But after 3 years, because of financial difficulties, I couldn't study further. And I dropped out and I went to go work. And at that time, something happened to me, which I couldn't understand. I was very confused because I was very in my religion. And I would walk past a church and I would see a cross on the top. And then my heart would just beat faster. Or I would see somebody with a chain with a cross and my heart would beat faster.
Mm.
But I didn't understand what it was.
Mm.
And then Pastor Naomi, years went on. And this one day I was praying. Like the Muslims pray, I was praying on my mat. And I was praying and I was doing my afternoon prayers as a Muslim. And as I went down on the mat, so when you're a Muslim, you pray, but there's no, you don't feel the presence of God. It's just the rituals that you recite. And as I went down to bow on my knees, and I saw a light shining on my mat, and I heard a voice.
Wow.
And the voice was telling me, I'm coming to fetch you. I'm coming to fetch you. I'm coming to fetch you 3 times.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, this is Allah or Muhammad telling me that I'm going to die. And I thought that time that, you know, that was a warning that I need to ask people forgiveness. And that is what I did, because that time I was still nervous. I was still, you know, struggling with anxiety. And I just started writing in my diary because I was somebody that didn't speak a lot. And my mother actually got my diary and she thought I wanted to commit suicide. And I'm like, no, this happened to me. And then just a year and a half after that incident, I went on with my life. I was devoted to my religion and everything. And I, at work, I collapsed on a Friday and I was rushed to hospital. Got at hospital, at Grootski Hospital. And this happened in 2004. And this is where I was admitted, and they did various tests, and I had black right around my colon.
You had what?
Black right around my colon.
Sure.
My colon. And this pain was so severe that I would turn blue at times.
Oh, my word.
And they did so much tests, colonoscopy tests, all kinds of tests. And for up to 3 months, they couldn't really find out what was wrong with me.
Mm.
And it was in and out of hospital until the doctors diagnosed me with cancer. And
what?
2004, November, I went on treatment. And it was like my body rejected the treatment. And I was, Pastor Naomi, I wasn't even weighing 40 yet.
Mm.
And at that time, November 2004, the doctors called my mom and my daddy in, and they told them there's nothing that they can do anymore.
How old were you at this time?
I was 26 years old.
My.
26, 27. Yeah, I was 26 years old, turning 27 years old. And then I went home, hopeless. But at that time, because my family and my cousins were all into, you know, they were Molinas, they were praying for people, you know, praying for healing. And I went there and everybody prayed for me in the Islam faith.
Mm.
And they took me to the Kramat and all that. But I did not get better. And this one day, I wasn't supposed to go to work, and I went to work. And this girl, I will never forget it, the name is Annalise.
Mm.
And she came up to me, and I had severe pain that day. And I just didn't want to lay in bed. And she's like, Tuhina, you look like somebody that's going to die. And I'm like, I feel like somebody that's going to die. And she said to me, do you know that there's hope? And I said, no, there's no hope. The doctors gave up on me. Imams prayed for me. And she said to me, there's a lady. She just arrived from America. She prays for people. Don't you want to go to her? And all I said to her, no, I don't want any lady to pray for me. Mm. And I didn't realize that that was the Holy Spirit, God speaking through her to me, because God uses people.
Right.
And she kept on, and she kept on. And I said, just phone this lady. And she phoned this lady, and she came back to me, and she was so excited. Oh, this lady said, you must come immediately after work. This lady never do this. This lady first pray. And she said, you must come, you must come. And I'm like, okay. And in my mind, I was just like, I'm just going to go with you to please you.
Mm.
I went to this lady's house after work. I had my scarf on, my dress on, my pants on.
Mm.
And I entered this lady's house. And I will always say, I entered her house. And as I entered the house, she was an elderly lady. And something, when I just put my feet over into her house and I step in that atmosphere, I felt love. I felt peace.
Wow.
I felt something I've never felt in my entire life.
Mm.
And I couldn't understand it. And I just felt so at ease with this lady. And she told me I must go sit down in the lounge. And she had a soft voice and she started talking to me and she said to me that Jesus loves me. She said to me, Jesus has big plans for you and Jesus is going to heal you. And she actually, Pastor Naomi, spoke things over my life that I'm doing now.
Wow.
And she said things that I'm going to do conferences, I'm going to be on stages, all this stuff she spoke that day. And then she said something to me that happened when I was 16 years old, which nobody knew.
And you but knew this God. Was God.
Yes. And that I'm going to share tonight for the first time. I had an overdose when I was 16 years old because of anxiety and depression.
Sure.
And that's why I have such a passion for people and young people that is stuck in depression and suicide attempts and all of that. Because I was there when I was 16 years old. And then Pastor Naomi, I was like, is this a fortune teller? How does she know what happened to me when I was 16 years old? Because as a Muslim, we don't understand the prophetic. We don't understand that. And she asked me, can I pray for you? And I said, yes. And Pastor Naomi, she didn't pray a long prayer. She didn't scream, nothing. In a soft voice with authority.
Yes.
She took up her authority and she said these words, I call upon the power of the blood of Jesus. That's all she called upon. God. And as she called upon the power of the blood of Jesus, she anointed me. And Pastor Naomi, it was like a fireball going through my stomach. And I was instantly healed by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus. At the age of also 15 years old, after I was at had the stroke and I was in hospital, I was rushed back to hospital because I was very short breath. And they realized that I had a leaking valve as well. And then they realized that I was born with it. And then that time I couldn't run. I couldn't participate in sports and stuff like that. And that day when that lady prayed for me and she called upon the power of the blood of Jesus, I was healed from the cancer. I was healed from a leaking valve. I am running currently.
Mighty God.
And God healed me completely. I had anxiety disorder. I used to stutter. God healed me from stutter everything.
Mighty God.
And I was so confused. How can this Jesus heal me? He's not real. He's a prophet. And I was looking for a church or a pastor or a priest just to explain to me. And Pastor Naomi, I was looking for a while. I asked three people. They disappointed me. And then at that time, I was studying counseling already. And I was studying to be a drug counselor. And I went to this drug meeting and I met three guys. And they said to me that Jesus saved them. And Jesus... And I again had my pants and my dress and my And they're looking at me and I said, Jesus healed me. And
you're telling them.
I'm telling them. And they look at me because they can see I'm Muslim.
Yes.
And I tell them what happened to me. And I said, I need to speak to somebody. I'm confused. Mm. Since this lady prayed for me, I'm healed. My parents don't believe me. They just think that I'm healed. And I need to speak to somebody because since I left that lady's house, there was a presence with me.
Mm.
And that was God. I never felt alone after that. And then the one guy gave me his card and he said, found me. And the next day I found him. And he took me to a church meeting, which was a drug meeting. And that night they just prayed for me there. And because the guy that was leading the meeting, there was no pastor. And they just said that they can see I'm staunch. And they laid hands on me and I went home. I didn't get saved that night.
Mm.
But when I got home, Pastor Naomi, I know that God came, Jesus came on the mat. And he came through the light to tell me that he's coming to fetch me out of Islam into his marvelous light. And then he healed me miraculously. But I'm going to share this to the listeners. And this was it. That changed my life forever. And I went home and I got into my room and I bathed and I put on off the light and I was laying with my Quran. Always that was a habit. Laying with my Quran in my right hand side of my bed. And as I put the light off, Pastor Naomi, I saw a vision in my bedroom.
Wow.
And I saw Jesus Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary.
Mm.
I saw the nail-pierced hands. I saw the blood. I saw everything, but I could not see his face because his face was shining like a bright light. And I just heard God said, I am the one that healed you. I am real. I am alive.
Yes.
Pastor Naomi, I couldn't run away from him anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I went on my knees that night. And I said, Jesus, I accept you in my life.
Mm.
And the next day, I found this guy that I met and that took me to church the first time. And I told him what happened. And he said, I must be led by God, led to God. And I must do the sinner's prayer. And he's going to take me to his church where he's currently at, and so that they can just explain to me deeper. And I was off that day, and he took me to the church, and an amazing woman of God that I would never forget led me to God. Her name was Gwen Eckhart. She led me to God. But the reason why I say an amazing woman of God, because that day, 18 years ago, she did not just lead me to God. She led me to God.
Mm.
She explained me what is salvation, but she walked with me until she passed away four years ago. She walked with me. She prayed with me. She mentored me.
Sure.
And she, if I'm not on church on a Sunday, she would phone me.
Yes.
How are you? Where are you? And she taught me how to pray. All of that. And that was amazing. And Pastor Naomi, then, obviously, I was saved for a while and my parents didn't know. And then I couldn't really go to church. And then I was 2 weeks saved, 2-3 weeks saved.
Mm.
And I had the same vision in my room.
Yeah.
But this time, amazingly, on the cross, Jesus, but he's telling me something. And he told me, shortly, you need to be baptized. And I'm like, baptized? And then again, I told the person and they arranged at the church and I got baptized.
Mm.
But at my baptism, there was of my work colleagues and they went. But that night, also of my baptism, in that week, I had my third visitation. But this time, God asked me a question. And he asked me, what is the meaning of your name? And I said, Tawhida, which is Tawhid in Arabic, which is the oneness of Allah. And just there it clicked that God is the three in one. It's not the oneness. So there was a spirit behind my name.
Sure.
And the name, because you don't have to let go of your name when you were Muslim. And when I got baptized the night, I didn't plan it. And the pastor asked me alone to testify before my baptism. And as I stood on the stage, I said, Tuhida's going down the water and Tanya's coming up. And
wow,
that is how I got my name.
Your name.
My parents found out afterwards. They heard by the people at work. And that night I went for the very first time to a prayer meeting with still this friend that's taking me to church. And when I got home, my parents were standing outside and they asked him, is she Christian? And he said, yes. And they stabbed him.
Sure.
And
with a knife.
With a knife on his right hand. Right side of his arm. His right arm is. And he drove through Farkens Flat because I lived in Mitchell's Plain. And as he was driving, he was like, you know, because he was phoning somebody, a doctor, and they said he must go to the police station. And God says, pray for them.
Mm.
And he says, Lord, on whose side are you? And then God said, this is the testimony. Forgive them, release them, and set them free.
Yes.
And that's what he did.
Mm.
And Pastor Naomi, to cut a long story short, my parents took me inside. And the next day, I ran away from home. I went to work and I ran away.
What happened that night after the person left? And you went inside. What did they tell you?
They said they're going to turn me back the next day.
Okay.
And then what I did, I said I had to go to work. And then from work, I ran away.
Mm.
And I went to people's house, a church. And I got this friend of mine again. And he got me in Nova Park. And my parents let me leave my bag and everything at home because they probably thought I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
And I got a 7 rand from the supervisor and that got me to a Nova Park. And the guy picked me up and I was there for 2 weeks. And then they found, because I was very involved in the Islamic culture and with the students' movement and all of that, and they found me to say, if I'm not going to return home, they will bomb the people's house where I am.
Oh, my word.
And I said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to return back home. And I went back home. And then they got the imams there to come and talk to me. And they gave me a book to read on Jesus. But I never got to read the book. And then God gave me that 2-3 weeks. Because my mommy was my best friend. We were very close.
Mm.
And for 2-3 weeks, the imams would every day, time I have to come back to turn me back. But something would happen. But I believe God gave me that time with my mommy.
Mm.
And then the one day, it was just before fasting time, she said, today is the day. We're going to turn you back. And I took my authority and I said, I'm not turning back. And that is the day when I left my parents' house with nothing. And they disowned me.
Sure.
And then I went back to the people's house. They took me in the first time. And in that period of time, listeners, you remember the guy that I got at the meeting and took me to church? We fell in love with each other.
Oh, wow.
And he is currently my husband. And then at that time, Pastor Naomi, we fell in love with each other very quick. And I love other people and they move to Pretoria.
Mm.
And that day, we only dated 3 weeks.
Mm.
And that day when they left to Pretoria, I had to move in by a friend's house. Because obviously I couldn't move in with him because he lived alone and we both saved. And then God said that day we must get married.
Wow.
And we was, Pastor Naomi, his stomach turned. And he was like, he's going to ask God 3 confirmations. And he asked God 3 confirmations and God gave the confirmations and we got married.
Mm.
And we got married and today we are married 18 years.
Now look at
and
that.
And it was not an easy journey, but God got us through.
Yes.
My parents and Naomi, they came to look for me after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my mommy said one day that she is going to look for a daughter. And God reunited myself and my mommy together. Mm. It was very up and down because then the family said she mustn't see me.
Mm.
And then after that, Pastor Naomi, I prayed for my sister. She went through a divorce and she almost lost the house. And God said I was going to a 40-day fast without food, only soup and in the presence of God.
Mm.
And the 3rd week of my fast, my sister got radically saved.
Praise the Lord.
And she's also serving God. She's listening to me currently.
Wow.
And she also got saved in that time. And after that, my dad got sick and he actually asked all of us forgiveness and he became the dad that we always wanted.
Sure.
And he passed away.
Mm.
And I could not go to his funeral, which was sad, because the family didn't want me there.
This is now the extended family.
Yes, my father's brothers.
Yeah.
All of them, yes. They didn't, they told my mommy must tell me that I can stand on the corner, but I'm not allowed inside.
Sure.
And my husband said he's not going to let me stand on the corner.
Mm.
And it was very hard. And I asked the Lord, Lord, you allowed rejection. They disowned me. And then you brought me them back into my life. And now again, rejection. Why must I go through all this stuff?
Sure.
And the Lord said to me, you will counsel ex-Muslims. And in order to counsel them effectively, I'm allowing you to go through
yes.
the pain.
Yes.
And I couldn't understand it. Mm. But God got me through all of that. And Pastor Naomi, then I, at the church where I used to belong to, I started in ministry. Counseling was just always my passion. Sister Gwen Eckert was leading the counseling ministry, and she just pulled me in the counseling ministry. But I did a lot of short courses that time, and she would always just like, you must do this, you must do night counseling. And she pulled me in all the sessions, and I was like, this lady is pushing me into somewhere where, but I didn't understand she was mentoring me that
yes.
time. She saw something that I didn't see. And I was counseling at church for a while, and then I was counseling at church for about five, six years. And I was also in the deliverance ministry. And I went through my own counseling first, and I was counseled, and I went through my own deliverance. But Pastor Naomi, there was something that I struggled with, and I couldn't understand it, that I went through deliverance. I went through, I don't know how many sessions of counseling, but a lot of sessions of counseling. And I was still struggling with fear.
Okay.
I would go to the altar and they would cast out the spirit of fear. If it's the spirit of fear, Tanya's in front. And they would cast it out and it all looks like it's going.
Yeah.
But that fear just never left me. Fear and anxiety, especially when my mom would message me, it would just go into my mind, something is wrong with her.
Sure.
My mind automatically goes into that. And the anxiety will just start. And I couldn't understand it. And then I was involved in counseling ministry. God was using me.
Yeah.
And then God spoke to me 1 year, December. And he said to me, I want you to go study. And I said, Lord, study.
Yes.
And the Lord said, yes, study to make yourself approved.
Yes.
I want to take you deeper.
Yes.
And God sent me to New Life Ministry, which was a Christian counseling college in Goodwood. And the principals was Dr. Randall and Rochelle Apples, and they became my mentors. And I did my first year in certificate in 2016. And then in 2017, I did my diploma. And in my diploma year, I went to the seminar. So we did classes in the week, and then we had some Saturdays, we had a seminar. And I was in the auditorium. And as I'm sitting in the auditorium, we were doing the teaching on the secret life of the unborn baby.
Sure.
What happens inside of the mother's womb? Because our pain and our hurt as an adult can start, the rejection can start either 3 years old, 4 years old, or even inside of your mother's womb.
Yes.
Because when a fetus is when a mother is in her second trimester, the baby feels and hear and senses her surroundings and are aware of it. And what happened was they had the fetus on the screen. And I was sitting and I was listening to the teaching. And as I'm looking at the screen, Pastor Naomi, it was like I left that auditorium and I found myself in my mother's womb. And I am a fetus in my mother's womb.
Yes.
And as I found myself in my mother's womb, I heard my father screaming at my mother. But I couldn't hear what he, I just heard his voice. And I started feeling nervous as a fetus.
Sure.
Then I heard like a loud sound. And the body of the baby, or the fetus,
yes,
went to the one side of the womb, to the other side of the womb, to the other side of the womb,
sure.
And I started shaking.
Mm.
And then the Lord showed me,
yes,
that he hit my mommy in the stomach.
Sure.
And that was my first trauma.
Yes.
And trauma is an event, but it leaves stuff behind.
Right.
It left fear,
yes,
and it left anxiety behind.
Yes.
I went for counseling, but they never took me back into the trauma.
Come on.
And they cast out the demon, but they didn't deal with the root, because you can cast out the spirit,
but
spirits cling to negative emotions. And say now the rats is the demons. And now you have the rats and you throw rat eggs. And now two or three rats disappear. They're gone because of the rat eggs. But there's dirt. And you don't let go of that dirt. In 2-3 days' time, there's going to be 5 rats.
Yeah.
And that is what's happening in some people's lives.
Yes.
And it happened in my life. And then what happened was that because the demonic forces and the spirits cling to negative emotions, to the pain, the hurt, and the unforgiveness and all of that. Because even sexual abuse, you can't just cast out sexual abuse, because there is fear, trauma.
Yes.
That person is went through a traumatic event. They need to deal with so many things.
Yes.
And you need to first take them through that things. And as you heal them from that, and as God healed me from inside of my mother's womb, the anxiety and the fear left me, and there was no reason to cast out a demon, and there was no reason to fight or anything, because then it just had to go.
Yes.
Because there's no more power anymore.
Exactly.
And that God showed me in my own life.
Yes.
And God just took me deeper into studies, and I studied Christian psychology. I studied the mind.
Yes.
I studied how the mind works. And mental health, Pastor Naomi, is not just bipolar and schizophrenia, but it is actually a way of thinking. It starts with a way of thinking. Psychology says that a negative mind is a negative life. The Bible says,
so true,
as a man thinketh, he shall be.
Yes.
When I think negative, I will be negative.
Correct.
If I think I can't, I won't. So when we have a negative mind and we have an overthinking mind, and we believe a scenario that is not even like that. We create that, and our brain sends signals, our mind sends signals to our body.
And the mind is a powerful thing.
It's a powerful thing.
Yes.
And the Bible says that the battle starts in the mind.
Absolutely.
And when you have a headache, you take a tablet, and the headache goes away. And when you have a scar, you put on a plaster, and it goes away the next day. But when you have negative thinking and broken emotions, it doesn't take one day of speaking positive. It is a reprogramming of the mind.
That needs to
because
happen.
You need to reprogram your mind into thinking who God says you are.
Yes.
Into thinking who you really are, and positive thinking. And it doesn't take just one day. But
a few years ago,
it's a process.
It's a process. A few years ago, I did something that you've just explained, and, you know, I did this counseling thing. But then I went on a retreat.
Yes.
With this, for this mental health and all of these things. And this is one of the sessions that we were taught. And one of the sessions we were in, we asked the Holy Spirit to take us to that place where that negative emotion was birthed. And so it is very important. It is imperative. We can pray until we are blue in the face. But if you don't go to the root cause, then you're fighting a losing battle. So it's imperative. Listen, people, counseling, there's just such a stigma to counseling. Counseling is not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. I have gone for counseling multiple times. Counseling helps because they unpack. They go really down to the root cause of things. They unpack and try and understand why you are the way you are, why you react the way you react. So it is imperative. But going to the root cause, I just wanted us to go back there, because it is important. And so when we pray, we can't just pray for the symptoms.
Yes.
And for the consequences of how you react. And listen, triggers.
Yes.
Satan will use anything to trigger
exactly.
you. So he will send people on your way to trigger you. But there is a root cause. And so it is imperative to go back to that root cause. In the name of Jesus.
Exactly, Pastor. Naomi, sorry, my voice.
No.
Exactly,
fine.
Pastor Naomi. It's very important. And God took me through a journey of 7 years of inner healing and emotional healing counseling.
Yes.
And I studied for 7 years. In my 3rd years of studying, I left church the morning on a Sunday morning. And God said to me that I'm going to use you to teach people. You need to
yes.
be obedient.
Yes.
I made it possible for you to study, not just for you.
Yes.
And I want you to teach people.
Mm.
And the opportunity will arise. And he left it.
Mm.
A month ago, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
A month after that, 2018, I met, because I was teaching and counseling Hope Prison Ministries leaders mm-hmm. in Portsmouth Prison. And one of the girls that was in the training, I got her at McDonald's in Tukai. And she was with this pastor. And she said to me, to this pastor, this is the lady I'm talking mm. about. And he gave intro and he said his name is Pastor Eddie Hendricks. He's from Reconciliation Ministries in Pargood.
Mm.
And he asked me, can you have a meeting with me? And we had a meeting the next week with my husband. And he said to me, the Lord told him that his church is called to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free.
Mm.
Can I please come teach his church the basics of counseling and just come and help equipping the people?
Yes.
And that God told me a month ago.
Mm.
And my husband just said, yes. Because it was just, we just clicked.
Yes.
And I did a 4-month course and myself and the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
compiled a 65-page teaching on counseling.
Yes.
And we did a 4-month course with Pastor Eddie and his leadership, and there was 2 or 3 other churches also involved, and they graduated. It wasn't accredited because it was just a short course.
Mm.
And then they started a counseling department in Fargood from
wow.
the church. I trained these counselors up for about a year, and mm-hmm. I sat in with them, and then they are still running it in Fargood.
Mm-hmm.
They are counseling in Portsmouth Prison.
Now
I went with them to Portsmouth
yes.
Prison. They got a woman's house now in somewhere. I don't know the place's name now. But that counselors, that
yes.
was another school, is counseling other people
now.
At that. And then God sent me to Mitchell's Plain. And I did 3 churches in Mitchell's Plain. And God just allowed me to equip.
Mm.
And then Pastor Naomi, COVID hit us.
Yes.
That was 2020. Then COVID came.
Mm.
And then the night when the president announced that 21 day lockdown, that is the night when my last class was.
Mm-hmm.
And I closed the classes and then COVID hit. And during that time, in the 21 day lockdown. So I was counseling that time for about 14 years.
Mm.
And I was doing volunteer counseling. I was counseling in prison. And I was just doing for God and just counseling and just teaching and just doing it for God.
Mm.
And I knew that that is what God wanted me to do, to sow into his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Naomi, then in the 21-day lockdown, I had my bachelor's degree, everything already. And I think I was busy with my honors or my master's. And then somebody came and he gave me a word. He came to fix something in our house. And he said to me, the Lord says you must register and you must start a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, in a 21-day lockdown. And he says, you need to be obedient. This is the word, I'm obedient.
Mm.
You need to register. I will register the company for you. I will do everything for you. God told me I must do it for
mm.
you. I called my friend. Pastor Naomi, I couldn't even go to the police station to certify my stuff. And she said her brother is a pastor. They will certify it. He is Commission of Oaths. And I send my stuff through to the Council of Counselors of South Africa.
Yes.
In the 21-day lockdown.
Yes.
In 3 days' time, they answered me and they said to me that they, because I put all my stuff in, my qualifications and everything, my years of experiences, and they said they qualify me on the second highest counselor and they giving me accreditation.
Wow. Now look at God.
And in faith, we started.
Yes.
And Foster Naomi, we opened up the doors of deep healing counseling practice.
Mighty God.
In 2020.
Yes.
And we have been not one day not counseling.
Wow.
We've been fully booked by the grace of God. And God has made a way, and it's word of mouth.
Yes.
We have a Facebook page, but we don't advertise, because in 2021, I said, 2021, God needs to show, you know, advertising and all of that. I think it was the end of 2021. So the editor of Glamour Magazine contacted me, and she asked me, can they publish me in the Glamour Magazine?
My business. Yes. Yeah, wow.
And they gave me free advertising in the Glamour Magazine.
Wow.
And I advertised, and we opened up the doors in 2022 again, and we were fully booked. And by the grace of God, Pastor Naomi, we saw people. Because as the Bible says in 3 John 1 verse 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health just as your soul prosper.
Yes.
And we saw people, because counseling is confidential. We saw people that had fibromyalgia, that had sicknesses, how God healed their souls. And they got physically healed.
Yes.
Because God says, as my soul prosper, your health will prosper.
Yes.
The emotional box, Pastor Naomi, when we are a child, we created with an emotional box, even the fetus.
Mm.
And then as a little child, we go through stuff like I went through abuse.
Yeah.
And I suppressed it. I masked it.
Yes.
And that emotions, did it disappear? Mm-hmm. No. It went into my emotional box, in my inner child emotional box. And then it got fold, and then after you became a teenager, and then you go through stuff, but you get aware of your emotions as a teenager. But you're also not releasing, you're filling it.
Yes.
And you don't empty it, and you don't do the right coping mechanisms. Mm. And now we get as an adult, and now we're facing rejection or abuse. And now, all of a sudden, our emotional box is full.
Yes.
And that is when anxiety disorder comes in. That is when migraines, heart attacks,
the physical sicknesses come in because the
emotional box is so full.
Cancer. There's a lot of people who have cancer now because of what they've gone through. This was another thing that we learned in our counseling.
Definitely. Jesus. And as we saw for the 3 years, how God was healing the soul, healing the three-year-old from rejection, taking the people back to the inner child and healing that rejection, because inner healing is biblical. Inner healing is biblical for us and Naomi, because Jesus in chapter 21, 15 to 17, when Peter denied Jesus, and then what did Jesus do when he came from the cross? He met up with Peter. The same Peter that denied him. Mm-hmm. Because obviously I put myself in the shoes of Peter. That he was embarrassed. He couldn't forgive himself because he betrayed Jesus. I don't even think that he could accept God's forgiveness.
Sure.
And then Jesus came to him on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus asked him, do you love me 3 times? What did Jesus do there? Jesus took Peter back to the brokenness, back to the disappointment, because he knew he just died on the cross of Calvary. He redeemed the denial. He redeemed everything, the way Peter, that unforgiveness.
Yes.
And Peter could forgive himself.
Mm.
And he, through the power of the blood of Jesus, healed Peter. But then he said to Peter also, because he had to do it 3 times, because it happened 3 times. And then he said to Peter, go feed go feed my sheep, go feed my sheep. He commissioned him back into ministry. So we must first get healed. God
Very
first
important.
Healed us through the power of the blood of Jesus. Mm. Take us back to that woundedness, not to relive it, but to redeem it,
yes.
because it's redeemed. And then he heals us, he commissions us, and he sends us what we need to do.
Mm.
But we first need to get healing.
Very important.
And the same Peter that denied Jesus, God used him in the Bible, that even by the shadow of Peter, people got healed.
Yes. Yes.
Because he was whole.
And there's so much more that God wants to do through people.
Yes.
But you need the healing.
Healing of God.
Do you want to be made whole tonight? Do you want to be healed? Because this is another thing that the Holy Spirit showed me a few years ago as I was ministering at a women's conference, is that some people become so comfortable in their discomfort.
Yes.
Because that's all they know. Like, that's the only thing they know. It's become part of their life. They've become so used to it. But there's so much more that you can
there's
experience.
So much more. And there's people that miss out on their destiny.
Yes.
Because Pastor Naomi, obviously when you were suffered rejection, when you have a low self-esteem, and your mind is negative, you are not going to step out on that stage. You're not going to step out to talk in front of people because your mind is telling you you're not good enough.
Mm.
And now you disqualify yourself.
Mm.
And before you even go there, you got anxiety already and you're nervous and you stutter because of that lie in your mind.
Yes.
But if you heal yourself from the mind and from the emotions, you will be able to step into your destiny.
Mm.
And the enemy has robbed so many people with negative thinking and overthinking. And Pastor Naomi, in the last 3 years from COVID, we have seen such an increase in anxiety disorder and depression that I think it was a month ago, my personal assistant, we got a phone call from a suicide case that somebody attempted suicide.
Mm.
And there was not a psychologist available. In Cape Town, fully booked. And currently, Pastor Naomi, it's 60% of the suicide cases and depressed cases is from the age of 15 to 24 years old.
Yeah, I believe.
And but the highest in South Africa is between the age of 25 and 34 years old.
Sure.
And since COVID, mental health was always there.
Mm.
But it was almost like COVID took the lid off from the pot.
Yes.
And the pot boiled over.
Yes.
And our young people is facing things that we never faced.
Mm.
There's social media. If you don't have 1,000 likes, you're not good enough.
Mm.
You know, it's all that pressure. It's bullying at school.
Mm.
There's so much things going on. And the parents don't understand how can my public girl just lay in the bed and she don't want to get up.
Mm. Mm.
And that is the start of depression.
Mm.
And they don't understand and they don't know what is happening.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Naomi, self-harm has become so popular. And self-harm is something that young people do. And they do it because the pain that is inside of them, in their souls and in their emotions, the pain that they cut them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes that pain feel better.
It numbs
that pain.
Yes.
And they start to self-harm them.
Mm.
And it becomes an addiction.
Mm.
But Pastor Naomi, we saw through the power of the cross of Jesus and inner healing counseling how God has set young people free from self-harm,
yes.
from being on antidepressants, being in institutions.
Mm.
Because by the power of the cross of Jesus, God has healed so many people.
And God wants to heal more people.
Yes, but it is a difficult time for a lot of people.
Mm.
And there is help and you are not alone.
Yes.
It's a difficult time for a lot of people, especially young people.
Yes.
And a lot of people is suffering.
Mm.
And I think that mental health has just increased a lot. And there's a lot of awareness going on on mental health currently, which I'm very glad of.
And so people just need to reach out. We want you to know that you're not alone. Like you said, there's just such a demand on young people, especially, to perform to a certain level, because otherwise they feel that they won't be accepted.
Yes.
They won't be accepted into the inner circle or whatever that might be. But we want people to know that there is help.
Yes.
There is help.
And just learning how to love yourself again. Yes. You know, that who you are, you know, and that you are not what the people say you are, and you are not what your broken emotions say you are, because your emotions send signals to your mind and your mind sends signals to your body.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you feel not good enough.
Yes.
But Pastor Naomi, there is help, and it's only through God that God uses therapists, but it's only through His power and therapy that God heals people, and He still heals people today.
He does, and I think that the important thing is those who are in need of healing needs to
acknowledge, and they need to acknowledge that they need help.
Acknowledge it is one thing, but I think the other thing is reaching out and telling somebody about it. Because this is the challenge, is that is why people commit suicide, and sometimes like nobody finds a letter because they were just not willing to share. But I think it's important that you know that there is help. We can't always know you need help because people are very good at hiding. You mentioned you walked with a mask for so long. And so people, please, now is not the time to be shy or introverted or anything. Find a person whom you can trust.
Yes.
Just one person that you can share your story with. There is help.
So, Pastor Naomi, also last year, God laid something on my heart. And I did my master's degree and I did my PhD. And then God laid two things on my heart. And then God laid on my heart that I need to have a conference. And I'm like, God, I've been a speaker at conferences, but my own conference. And I left it. And like, you know, we all say, God, yes, I'm going to do it.
And then I said,
January, I'm going to get some friends together and we're going to do this for you, Lord. And then I got busy. And then 2 months ago, Pastor Naomi, I had a dream of this conference that God wants me to have. And He shook me in the dream. And I woke up and I start planning the conference.
Good.
And God laid it on my heart very strongly to have a mental health and wellness conference in Mental Health Awareness Month, which will be October month.
Yes.
So we will be hosting a mental health awareness conference the 7th of October.
Yes.
At the new CHS building in Kirstenhof.
That is where the Harvest Table was just held.
Yes,
the beautiful Harvest building. Table. It's in Raabkraal Road here in Kirstenhof.
Yes, so God laid it on my heart. And I was like, God, how am I going to do this? I'm one person. Myself and my husband and my personal assistant. How are we going to do this? And God just put amazing people on my way. I found the director of the building, Mark, and we got the date, the 7th of October. And I spoke to a few people, and we got such an amazing team that came alongside us. And we got 139 Central, they're an events company. And the director is Jacques Groeneveld. And they are coming alongside us to run this event for us. Putting everything together, the decor and everything.
Yes.
And his amazing team is coming to put the event together for us. And then we got M&I Products, which is a pharmaceutical company that does natural products for anxiety, depression, vitamins and all of that. They will also be there. And then we also got, and that is Grant Thornton. And then we also got Virgin Active Steamwork that also came alongside us, which when I spoke to these people, especially Virgin Active Steenberg as well, they were like, we need to promote mental health.
Yes.
You know, we need to, we want, what must we do?
Yes.
And they also coming alongside us because we, this conference is going to be open to men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing a personal assistant in that is going to speak to men about men's fitness.
Uh-huh.
And mental health, because it works together.
Yes.
It is holistically the mind, the body, and everything. So you need to eat right, sleep right, exercise, and everything with your mental health.
Yes.
Because God gave us a body, and we need to look after our body.
Absolutely.
Because it's the mind, the brain, and the body, and the gut. It works all together.
Mm.
And then, Pastor Naomi, we got Revelation Wellness International Fitness Group,
mm-hmm.
and they are an international fitness instructors from the USA, Michelle, and we will have Christian here, that is from Canada, and we will mm-hmm. also have Reva here, that is from Botswana.
Okay.
And Giselle Steenkamp from Cape Town.
Yes.
So the four of them, well, they wellness trainers, and they work with the body, soul, mind, and spirit to see that the people get holistically healed.
Yes.
And they will do also fitness and speak to the woman about how to keep your healthy, your body healthy, and also we will do also breathing exercises that they will teach us what to do when we have anxiety.
Yes.
I don't want to give a lot away, Pastor Naomi.
That sounds like a power-packed program.
Yes.
And give us all the information.
Yes. So, and then we also got Keep Healing, which is massage ladies.
Okay.
That's coming, going to come in and give short massages, neck massages, and back massages, and hand massages. And then we got a team from the Westridge Assemblies of God. They are a wellness team.
Mm-hmm.
And they are two retired nurses and a few qualified nurses, but they are registered with the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And they will be doing high blood pressure testing and diabetes testing and all of that. And then we're also going to have VTC attorneys.
Uh-huh.
An attorney that's going to come in, her name is Candace.
Yes.
And then she will be sharing on the importance of having a wall.
Yes.
Because
something that will give you peace of mind.
Yes, because there is people that we saw after COVID that could not grieve because the family's affairs wasn't in place.
True.
And they could not grieve. And so we have a fun-packed program. We have KS Counseling that's going to talk about mediation and psychology.
Mm.
I'm going to talk about anxiety, depression, teenage harm. We're going to equip the people. We're going to give them tools, what to do and how to do, how to look out for your young people, for your children. We're going to give them a checklist, what to check and all that kind of things.
Mm.
But this conference is not to make money or to promote or whatever. This is to bring awareness, Pastor Naomi.
Yes.
We will also have people that will be sharing their mental health and their healing experiences.
Wonderful.
And they will share it with the audience and with the people.
What a power-packed program.
Yes.
Give us all the details now.
It's going to be only a one-day program.
Yes, but
so we are,
what time do you start? Let me help you get the details out. What time does it start?
It's going to start at 11 o'clock, which we're opening up the doors at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people can visit the exhibitors.
Okay.
And then the program will start at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we are want to finish by 3:30.
Okay.
And the tickets are selling 480 rand a ticket. That includes everything. We will also have a lunch pack for you, coffee and tea and something to eat on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the massages, everything included.
For 180
rand for everything. And you will get a goodie bag on arrival.
Wow.
Yes.
All for 180.
All for 180 rand. Like I say, this is just to cover our costs because we want to bring awareness to people. For who is this conference?
Yes.
This conference is for the young. This conference is for men, for female, for anybody, for the mother.
Mm.
This is just for people to equip themselves.
Right.
And for those that are struggling with anxiety, we want you to come as you are. We want you to just, we're just going to break that stigma. And we're just going to let God equip us. And we're going to let God do that day what he wants to do. But equipping God's people in this and bringing awareness and fitness and all of that wellness together.
Yes.
Yes. So this is in 2 months. And this amazing people just came alongside me and they said, we're going to do this with you.
Fantastic.
And I thank God for all of them that I mentioned now.
If people want to exhibit, is it closed?
It's closed for exhibit.
Okay, there was just one contact, one person.
Yes, there's no more exhibit. We space. Are closed for exhibit. Yeah.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, we're closed for exhibit, yes.
Okay. So, unfortunately, Deirdre, I'm still going to give the details of our guest, but no more exhibits because the space is only so big.
The space is just so.
Yeah.
And most of the people that is speakers and that is helping us with the conference is exhibiting as well. So it's for the space and because we do the blood testing and all of that.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let me give the information. Alicia is the PA for Deep Healing. And this is the contact information, all right? This is the contact information. The telephone number is 061-410-0669. Okay, I'm going to say it again. 061-410-0669. Okay, now I'm going to say it the way we normally talk. 061-410-0669. 061-410-0669. I can see how you are scrambling for a pen, sending your children to go find a piece of paper and find a pen. I'm going to give it again, but this is also the email address, info@deephealing.co.za. That's the email address, info@deephealing.co.za. And then also the website address is www.deephealing.co.za. www.deephealing.co.za. And then just the number again for Alicia is 061-410-0669. The time now is exactly 21 minutes after 8. I said to Tanya earlier on, we're going to just chat to about 8 o'clock. And then we're gonna put lots of music because her voice is going, my mouth is still sore. But here we are, still talking.
Still in the studio.
How can we stop talking about this great God, this amazing God? One of your people that will render service on the day. I just have to read her message. There's a lot of messages that came in, but she says, good evening, Pastor Naomi. I'm one of the ladies who went through a series of counseling sessions with Tanya. God has done such an amazing work in my life. From a drug addict, alcoholic, victim of rape, and narcissistic abuse for 23 years. Now I'm an internationally qualified wellness instructor for a ministry called Revelation Wellness, where we do wellness God's way. I'm currently the ambassador in South Africa. I am a humble product of Deep Inner Healing Counseling Center. And by the way, she says, you were one of the ladies in my faith fitness class at Pastor Thelma Lewis's house. I remember you. And it was so wonderful. We did that session with, oh my golly gosh. Ah, how can I forget? Yeah, but with a few beautiful women of God that was there. Now we'll be sharing a stage with this wonderful woman of God in October. What a gift she is and what a privilege and an honor it will be to be part of this mandate. Love you so much, Tanya, and we're so looking forward to October.
Yes, we are very excited to October, and I'm going to mention the last part of the conference that we also got an amazing MC at the conference, the one and only Naomi Klassen is going to be our MC for that day. And yes, I see people is asking about the tickets. The ticket sales is through Alicia, through the number that we gave.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Naomi, there's also one person that asked, do I do children counseling? Yes. So just by ending off, and I got another announcement to make, the last announcement, is that I am a qualified play therapist. I counsel children from the age of 4.5 till about 8-9 years old through play therapy and sand therapy. And then I counsel, and I'm qualified to counsel children and teenagers. And I counsel adults and also married couples.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
So that is my speciality, and children as well.
Yes, please. So do make contact with her. I visited her practice about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And you need to listen. This is no gimmicks. This is no Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse business. This was birthed in the throne room, this practice. It's a practice / ministry. And so please do give Alicia a shame, my phone is bombing up.
Yes.
But do send, but do, don't phone her tonight. You can phone tomorrow, but for now, you're welcome to send a WhatsApp. Remember, it is after hours now, but you're more than welcome to send a WhatsApp. If Alicia cannot get back to you immediately, just be patient. She will.
We'll get back
she
to
will.
You.
I promise you that. So the number again, 061-410-0669. That number again, 061-410-0669. info@deephealing.co.za is the email address, and then the website address is www.deephealing.co.za. Now this is the thing, if you want tickets, tickets are only 180. Now I think this conference is going to be fully packed. So don't make the mistake of not booking.
We're not selling on the day.
Yes. So no tickets will be sold on the day. Because they obviously need to prepare. I also don't like events like that where you, So please, you need to book in advance. Book your ticket, 180. When you get there, you're going to get a goodie bag. Also, the 180 covers a light meal, refreshments. It also covers all of the talks that's going to happen on the day. You are able to have your levels tested. This is now your blood sugar, high blood, low blood pressure, all of those things, all of those wellness checks and tests will be done. There will also be massages. Oh, gosh, I need one right now.
And we got amazing spot prizes.
Really?
Yes, a lot of spot prizes.
I like that.
Yes.
And so you need to be in the room if you want to qualify. So make sure that you are not left outside the room or outside the gate. Do send Alicia. Listen, this is what I want to. I want to activate somebody's faith right now. You want to go, but you don't have the cash right now. Book your ticket. Book your ticket, because this God that we serve, He will make the provision. I trust. That's just the faith that I want to release, and I want to stir that faith now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, send Alicia a WhatsApp right now to this number, 061-410-0669.
Yes, Pastor
Naomi. I know that you have one more thing to share.
I have one announcement to make. So, Pastor Naomi, when I started studying, I said I'm going to go straight to my PhD, but when I did my master's degree, I said, this is not for the faint-hearted. I can't do another thesis.
Yeah.
But the Lord laid it on my heart, because in counseling, when you study for your master's degree, you become a specialist counselor. So I became a specialist counselor when I studied my master's degree already.
Yes.
When I got my PhD, I still stay a specialist counselor. Mm. But the Lord told me, I want you to also do your PhD qualifications, because I want you to equip God's people.
Yes.
And because we started with the courses, and God wanted me to study the whole 7 years and equip myself so that I can equip others. So, listeners, I've got some exciting news, is that Deep Healing Counseling will be opening January 2024, Deep Healing Counseling, Christian Counseling College, which will be fully accredited.
Yes.
And we will be able to register our students at the Council of Counselors of South Africa.
That is so needed.
Because God said, equip my people.
Yes.
We will be a counseling college that will have subjects in counseling, psychology, play therapy, inner healing, emotional healing, the secret life of the unborn baby, the inner child, all that. And it will also be practical training. It will be a certificate in counseling, a diploma in counseling, and then we will go up to your higher grades education, which will be the bachelor's degree and all of that. But we will be fully accredited.
Fully accredited. It is important.
Yes.
No more fly-by-night colleges. So this is fully accredited. So, yeah, let me give that details again if you want more information about
yes,
that.
Yes, and what we're going to do, we're going to announce it at the conference.
Wait, I just need to say this. I said to Tanya earlier on, Tanya, can you remember 2017 when you were here? You couldn't even speak properly because your voice was shaking so much. And now you can't stop talking. This is what the Lord can do.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
He can do the same for you. Tanya, so just give the number again for Alicia.
The number, listeners, is 061-410-0069. I say it again, 061-410-0069. You can also visit our website, which everything is on our website. What we do, the poster of the conference is on there. Everything is on our website. It also is also linked to our Facebook page, www.deephealing.co.za.
Yes.
Also, Naomi, the last thing is that the college will be at the same venue where the conference will be.
Okay. Okay,
yes,
that's
the
wonderful.
Same venue, but we will make the announcement at the conference, and there will be on our social media, there will be the launch of the college, which we will have an information day, which the students can come.
Like an open day.
It will be hopefully in November. We just want to finish the conference, and then we will have an open day, and then we will open it up for registration.
Yes, yes. We call it an open day. So, yes, that is exciting.
Yes.
That is exciting. But before we let you go, there are so many prayer requests that came through. Too many to mention. But what I can hear is that there are so many people who are latching on to a lot of things. Let me not say latching on, identifying with a lot of things that you've shared tonight, either within their own lives or what they've witnessed some of their loved ones are experiencing. And so somebody said, wow, I'm so glad I tuned in tonight. This is so needed. And this is the reality, is that mental health is a reality. And many people shy away from it because of the stigma attached to it. But you don't need to be shy or embarrassed. Life happens and sometimes curveballs are thrown. But all of these were shared tonight, because your healing is important. Mm. And so even if you have to go back to the womb, healing is your portion in Jesus' name. And so what I want to do, I'm just going to play the song, and then directly thereafter, I'm going to ask you to pray.
No problem.
All right? This is one of your favorites.
My favorite song at the moment.
Come on. I'm going to play this one. Charity Gale with I Speak Jesus.
I know there is peace within your presence.
What a song.
I speak Jesus.
We speak Jesus tonight. What a powerful song. It is exactly 24 minutes before 9 o'clock, and we've read through some of the prayer requests, and you can see people are struggling, eh, Tanya?
I want to let the people know that God is with them and they are not alone.
Yes.
And they will get through whatever they're going through.
Yes.
And like with Tuhida, when she thought there wasn't hope, I want to tell the listeners tonight, there is always hope.
Always.
Always. Always hope in the power of the blood and the cross of Jesus.
Mm. Absolutely. Somebody just says, now, good evening, Pastor Naomi. God, don't make mistakes. I had to tune in and listen to this beautiful woman. Well, I never thought that being a fetus, you can also be affected. Lord, help me. And this is the reality, is that life throws curveballs and situations at us that can sometimes derail us. But then God raised up a woman called Tanya. And she just came to share her life, her journey and her story tonight. And so I'm going to ask you, because I know that you're also a powerful prayer warrior. So I'm going to ask you just to pray for people tonight and to release the blessing of God over their lives in Jesus' name.
Let's pray. Father God, we come before you tonight, Father. Lord, tonight we come in that name.
Yes.
The name of Jesus. That powerful name of Jesus, Father. We speak Jesus tonight.
Yes.
Over the airways. Into the homes of your people. Father, tonight I call forth, Lord, your inner healing anointing. Jesus. I call forth tonight, Lord, your glory cloud to enter the homes of your people. Tonight, Father, you know, Lord, the brokenness, the stress, the anxiety. But today, Father, I pray into that homes where people feel hopeless, where they are suffering from anxiety. I pray that you would go into that emotions with your presence.
In the name of
where
Jesus.
No psychologist or psychiatrist can go, but only your presence. We apply the blood of Jesus to every mind. We apply the blood of Jesus to their subconscious. Mm. We apply the blood of Jesus to their emotions. And Father, we speak healing, Father, and where people feel hopeless, I pray tonight that you, Father, would bring them hope. I pray tonight, Father, against the spirit of anxiety and especially depression. I pull down that negative thoughts of depression, that negative thoughts, that strongholds out of people's minds, that negative thoughts of suicide. I break the spirit of suicide over Cape Town, over South Africa. I declare tonight, Father, that your presence will enter the homes of your people.
Yes, my God.
I pray that peace will enter their minds.
In the name of
I pray,
Jesus.
Father, where there's voices speaking to them, Father, give up. I pray tonight, Lord, that you will silence that voices, Father. I pray tonight that your people will have an encounter. I pray for young people that feel that they're not good enough tonight, Father. I pray, Lord, that you will lift up their spirits. I pray for those, Father, that is suffering currently in schools, bullying, Father, and feel that they are unworthy. I pray tonight, Father, that you will just lift them up, and where they are even fearful to go to school, Father, that you will give them the strength, Father, and that you will send the right people alongside them. And today, Father, we come and I speak peace into the homes.
Lord.
I speak hope into the homes. I speak restoration into the homes, Father.
In the name of
and I
Jesus.
Pray tonight, Father, we call forth that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We call forth, Father, the dominus power of God, Lord, and the blood of Jesus. And we speak healing over your people. I speak a blessing over each and every listener, Father. I cancel every assignment and every backlashing spirit in Jesus' name. Let the atmosphere of peace be released. Let the atmosphere of love be released. Let the atmosphere of restoration and anointing of God be released. In Jesus' name, amen.
I wanna be in your presence.